8 5-month-old whooping cranes are flying south today, eventually headed for Florida, led by low-flying ultralight planes. They were hatched in Maryland, sent to Wisconsin to learn to fly, and now they're going south in stages, all part of an effort to revive the whooping crane, to give that spectacular bird a chance to escape extinction in the wild. Joan Guilfoyle is an external affairs officer with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and she joins us from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin. How's it going so far?
Well, it's going wonderfully, Linda. We had to wait for the right day and the right weather to take our young whooping cranes on their first leg of the journey, and that happened this morning, and we couldn't be more delighted that they have completed the first part and are on their way south.
When you put them down for the night, where do they stay?
We have a pen that we take along with us on the migration to keep the birds safe and keep predators away from them in each of the new locations that they're in as we go south. It's a camouflage pen with part of the panels allowing them to see the environment around them so they can get familiar with it, and it just keeps them safe and no problems.
Does that mean that you have to feed them while they're there?
Well, yes, we do feed them. The costumed handlers who have been working with these birds all summer do go down and give them food and water and make sure that they have those needs met. And then depending on the location, sometimes they even sleep near the pen to make sure that nothing goes awry and if any predators come by that they can scare them away.
Now, we have been following the effort to bring these birds along using what you just referred to, puppets and costumes, so that the little birds never saw people as people, but only saw people dressed up as cranes. Do the pilots have to get in on that act?
Yes, the pilots look like big white sheets, actually, when they're flying as well, because the costume is really meant to hide the fact that these are people. They don't look that much like an adult whooping crane, but the young birds cannot tell that these are humans, and that's exactly what we need to have happen, that they stay wild and they don't associate food or comfort or shelter with people, because we need them to be wild birds when we do release them on their own in Florida later on this fall.
Would their bird parents, if they had bird parents, lead them south as you're doing with the ultralight aircraft?
Yes, in a wild flock, the adult birds do teach the young ones where to migrate, where the best places to stay over on their migrations each year. But because we've lost the whooping crane from the eastern half of North America that migrates for over 120 years, we are using the ultralights kind of as substitute parents to show them this migration route and show them where are good places to stay and get good food so that they can someday do it on their own. Next spring, they should migrate north on their own and come right back here to Nisida National Wildlife Refuge.
Joan Guilfoyle, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Joan Guilfoyle is an external affairs officer with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She joined us from Nisida National Wildlife Refuge, which was the starting point this morning, for 8 5-month-old whooping cranes.